We begin the current daf from Sefer Shulchan Daf Gimel. Begin my base. Begin the Tzimtzum. Begin the Gemara. Boy, dig sock in my nice and light. Okay, so fine. So it's not such a big deal. What you do is when you have a mummer, you can give him to Shecht, but you have to go ahead and check the knife, and then you can give it to him. Which Tesis addresses some of the other concerns of Aleichah, and we're not concerned. Wait, Shem Yisha, the Yidris, he might do some of the violations of during the Shechita itself. He might delay, he might press too hard. No, so it says, Leishavik et Teir Bachel Yisura. This mummer is Leteyavim. He does it because of his lust, but he wouldn't do it deliberately. He's not going to do something that he could do permittedly and eat it forbiddenly. And Vafilo Yoichel Mimena, and the truth is, even if he's not going to eat from it, that's also not a concern. The Chai Shal Lifnei Yibalei Sid Mitchell. He's concerned for the prohibition of not to violate, of causing someone else a stumbling block. And Afilo in Acher Oimel Al Gabav. And even if no one's standing over him, Beloy Yitzav Nichnes, and no one's coming in and going out, it's okay. About Kuti, but a Kuti, truth is, Yishlei Din Acher, he has a whole different halacha. Because the E is all Yitzav Nichnes by the Kuti, if a Jew's coming in and out, like Boy Bidika Sakin, you don't have to go ahead and check the knife. Demirtis, because he's afraid. And the truth is, Lemitzin Mishumalkum Gabakuti, we never find any regarding a Kuti, Shaytzar Badika Sakin, that the knife has to be checked. Now, if he ain't saw Yitzav Nichnes, the truth is, the other way around is also true. If there's no Jew coming in and out, the Fala Badik Sakin Lemahani, and even if you do check the knife, it's not going to be effective. Kedachachin, Shem Mishav, Shem Adaras, we actually concerned that maybe he did delay in the Shechita, and maybe he did press down. Because Blei Chash Lifnei Evil Lezid Mishal, he's not concerned with Lifnei Evil Lezidin, as the Gemara says, Nidin Abnon Zayin, as the Gemara explains. For that, they're not concerned for. So therefore, we have to be concerned. Maybe he went and he did something wrong during the Shechita, and he's going to let someone else eat it. But then it's a wonder, because my lomahani not mibum mummer. The truth is, why is it not effective? Also by mummer, yitzav nichnas, that a Jew coming in and out can maybe kuti, like by kuti, because the common sama, because the Gemara tells us shortly that obviously doesn't work, because it says either less lesakin, if we don't have the knife to check it, even if someone else was looking over him, what does that help? Meaning it doesn't help that someone else is supervising and coming and going, but why? Why doesn't it work just as well as by kuti? The Hashem says we can say is the Yisrael mummer. The loy mirtis, because the truth is that concept of someone coming in and out, which causes like a little bit of fear, that you don't have by Yisrael Mumer, because they ain't savashiv the kasak and achrav. He doesn't think that they're going to check the knife after him. If he shumachzik, God's make Yisrael chol davar, because he treats himself like a Jew, like for all halachis. He doesn't think they're going to suspect him by that, and if it's not effective, says Tzayis ve'in la'achshas. Don't ask the mai talk like to live the kasak and by Mumer. Why do you actually have to initially go ahead and check the knife by the Mumer? And will be to benichtes gabekuti, and you have to go in and out when a kuti is doing it. Why? In both cases, let them initially slaughter, and then afterwards, give the kesakin by the mummer, you'll check the knife, or the kuti, eating kesayis basem, by the kuti, you'll go ahead and give him a size of meat, which he wouldn't do. So why do you have to do this initial? That would work after the fact, but we're afraid people might forget and eat it without doing the subsequent intervention. Explained on the Bezim and Alfred Maskel Shema, where the Ein Moslem Chulin Ketchila, we don't give them Chulin Ketchila, why not? Because we're concerned that even though it's to throw it to the dogs, people might make a mistake and validate it, even to eat from it, because we see that we're letting them do it, and therefore we're concerned for mistakes that might happen, and that's the same thing over here. We continue next time. Master begins the Gemara of Mshachat, and if he did shecht, okay, then bite can I say, but as long as you didn't check the sheikh in Hilchas Shechita, he said you're not allowed to eat from a Shechita, and you don't rely on Rav Mitzvina to Shechita Mumchenim, which Tzayis is bothered, and he addresses this question. He says I've got a dicker base like I'm old. This base later on up you'd base him off. The Sava that holds Rav Mitzvina to Shechita Mumchenim. What do you mean? You see most that are near Shechita Mumchen. So what's the difference? Even if you didn't check him, shouldn't we presume that he's based on the majority? So Tzayis, meaning Gabi Matzah Tanagos Shechita, when you find a slaughtered Tanagos, you assume that it was you presume that it was shechted properly. So Tzayis, a Maisi Tanoi Basahachi. But yeah, but still there are certain Tanoim brought after that disagree with that. Although the Gemara rejects that, but ultimately you could still say like those Tanoim. Ketinek Tzis Masa begins the Gemara, the lesser come on to live the key. Okay, you know, we're talking about that he's not here, so you can't go ahead and check. So the Gemara said, yeah, if it's regarding Ein Mumchen, you just check him. So he's not here to check him. So it's a tamer, it's a wonder because it seems to be contradictory. Because on the one hand, the mashma, it sounds like over here, he's a come on. Well, if he would be over here below Yada, and then he wouldn't know. Then ain't shchita sig shera. Then his shchita would not be kosher. Avagav the chimrei noisai the shachet chape. Even though others see him that he went and he slaughtered properly. Now we'll come pirikim, but later on Nafid Bezim and Aleph, Gabe Hodomer of Nachman that draw echad shachat.
If you saw someone that slaughtered him, Rav Mitchil Batzai, if you saw him slaughtering from the beginning to the end, Mutalech Mishchitasi, Eladi from the slaughtering, Yom Lav, if not us, it's forbidden. Parach, the Gemara asks, Idi Yadu Legomer Pshita. If you know that he doesn't know the Aloch, it's obvious that without seeing it's going to be forbidden, but if you see him, it's going to be Mutter. So you see the Bereib is Mutter, even if he doesn't learn, then our Gemara Lachari contradicts that we're saying that we rely on others that see the Shchita Dafka when he's not here. And we didn't say more that even when he is here and he doesn't know that we rely on that. So that seems to be a contradiction in this halacha.
Like Tzitz Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Ava Bishen Mumchen, that the second version, Ravina says, that everyone that kashacht, everyone that's muhsik shachts, and if he muhsik, even though he's not a mumcha, if he slaughtered in two or three times and he didn't faint, which Tzitz says Pirish, in other words, lo yadinan, that is, we don't know igamer ilegamer. We don't know if he's learned it or not. So it's okay as long as he's muhsik. Because the Iyad didn't be the loigam, but because we know that he's not learned it, I feel a bit the Evich Chetasim, so that actually even after the fact that slaughtering is going to be disqualified, because then Rabbi Yudel Kamal, like Rabbi Yudel said later in the Baptism, and all, Kotev HaShani Deha HaChetah, B'chol, any butcher that doesn't know Halach HaShchitah is not going to be valid. Then it says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Chulen Shanasa Tarsa Kodesh Lavka Kodesh Dami. It's not such a Chiddush because it's not like the halachas of Kodesh. We're not really concerned about Tumah, which Tosfos just points out, high time of this same reasoning, have a matzah lamei menam al-lishnakam. It could have said, according to the verse version, even that the Iker halacha is said here in Chulin, there's still not really such a Chiddush, and if it really wasn't necessary, and if we wouldn't say like him. The next Tosfos Masech that begins the Gemara, Roiv Mitzuyin Eitz L'Shchita Mumchanein. That, no, they can't say that it's because of whether Mumcha, not Mumcha, and that Lashon B'Di'evid is that... Because if you're not a mumcha, because most are mumcha, and therefore Tosfos explains. So what are they saying? V'shechna af l'ketchila, so that they would hold that you can slaughter even l'ketchila, and therefore they didn't want to say like him that it's only b'di'evit. But says Tosfos, well, in l'farsh don't explain the evid who dehav shchitasik sheira, that actually it's actually going on after the fact that they're saying the shechita is kosher, that is ava bisha enachim roi noisai, even though others don't see him. That's what they disagree on Ravina. According to Ravina, even if the Eved's going to be pasul, and according to other members, going to be kosher, but the Eved, no. And meaning what? Their question would be that you can't explain the Mishnah like that, Mishnah the kashalon, the kulon. Because, wait, it shouldn't say the kulon, it should say ve'im. Because that means to say that they can't say like him, because kulam sounds like it's going on all the cases besides cher sheikh v'kat. So it would be including the case of sheikh that's not a mumcha, come out that the Mishnah would only validate with the Eved through other seeing, but that's difficult because Rebbe Tzuni has a shechita mumchin, and that's kashim un arachim, right? So he says that can't be the pshat, because the whole Labai, Barabba, Rabashu, all the rest, Lebetukim Nami Bekulon. We also said that the word Bekulon is not going on them all, Elecherchet Bekatan. So therefore, you could say this in Ravina, and therefore, that wouldn't be the reason why they wouldn't say like him. The next test, Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Ksavra, no, he held not like them, because Kutim Geirah Rayasin. He held that Kutim are Geirim only because of the lions, and therefore, you can't say that's what's being included, because Veshchatasim Sula. Their slaughtering is actually disqualified, commercial like you have with non-Jews. How do you know that's non-Jews is possible? It says you'll slaughter and you'll eat, which is teaching saying you will slaughter. When you slaughter, you'll eat. Only someone that's eligible for slaughtering, which is a Jew, coming to exclude that of a non-Jew. And if someone eats non-kosher deliberately. Now, and so therefore we're saying kutim are like non-Jews. Whether someone is a convert because of lines, whether he's a convert because of a dream, kulam gerim gemurim, they're actually full-fledged converts. So you see that that they should be considered as converts. That's only when they full-fledged converts mipacha that is because of the fear of the lions. But they forget about that, the lions, they didn't even fully convert. Like it says in Malachim Beis, Pergizayin, Es Hashem HaYudayim, that they feared God, but they served their deities. According to the one that says, actually, they were true converts. That they subsequently ended up converting, but from this passage you see that they didn't do it in earnestness.
Knesset Master begins the Gemara. My Tamil Lemikish Maite. So that, wait a second. Why didn't Rabbi say like his own teaching himself? Which Tay says, it's a wonder because the Ketanim Mastin, actually, we learned in the Mishnah Trei Hakol Shechten. We have two times that it says Hakol Shechten. Mefarish Rabbi, come on. The Rabbi says later on, Navi Zion, actually, Chad Lasu Yikute. Once coming takes good Yikute, Chad Lasu Yisrael Mummer. Once coming takes good Yisrael Mummer. I'm a Muki Chad Lemikish Maite. So you see that one of the Hakol Shechten actually is including his teaching. Tay says, yeah. But the Gemara's question is the Kamaisi by Lulukimikish Maite. The first one should be like his teaching. Although, yes, the second one includes his teaching, but that's what the Gemara is asking, that why does he have Kuti before Mumma? He should have Mumma first, because that's his own teaching.